A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? My name is Emily Lang. I'm an actress, writer, singer, codependent, returnee from rock bottom and a gratefully recovering addict. And this is the podcast where we aim to rid the shame, the highs and lows and deadly blows that ultimately led us to the lessons that we never knew we needed to learn, but are so grateful that we did. So, if you're not sure what impact letters are, they are letters written by family and friends to people who are struggling with addiction or perhaps other mental health struggles to let them know how their behaviour in active addiction has impacted the lives of those who love them. They are usually not done with malice, but more with kindness and a want to help the person struggling. I have permission to read the following impact letters. I urge you to listen to the similarities and not the differences. Names have been changed for privacy purposes. Dear you, I love you. There are many things about you that are brilliant, undeniably. You are super talented, honestly, that's not once been disputed. No one's ever said that you're shit at what you do or told you to stop because you're embarrassing yourself. You're funny and so kind. You have the ability to make whoever you are talking to feel like the most important person in the world, and that can be intoxicating. However, and this is a huge however, these wonderful things about you that we love and admire so much are so marred by your behaviour when you drink. I've watched you descend from someone who shines with kindness and who radiates joy, who everyone wants to be around, to a person people actively avoid. And you are so much better than that. You have been given a gift with people. You can help anyone feel at ease in your presence, and you are wasting that. I have seen people whisper behind their hands about you, and it breaks my heart because they don't know you. But this is what people see. A mess of a human. And I'm sorry for saying that. And people feel sorry for you, and people laugh at you. You are the bravest, most wonderful person, but I'm getting exhausted trying to build a barricade to defend you, and it's getting more and more difficult to remember who you truly are behind the booze. I love you, and I'm also aware that I need to check my own codependent tendencies because all I want to do is save you and control the situation, but I can't. Only you can do that. Please, please remember who you are. Sorry to quote The Lion King, but please remember, because I do. And so do so many others. We just want you back. I love you. D. Hey A, it's M, your flatmate. We've lived together for 7 years now, and in that time, I've had a variety of battles with alcohol, and to a much lesser extent, drugs. And to a much more secretive extent, sex. Addiction has been a problem for me all my life. Nowadays, it's bad food and binging shit films in bed when I have time off work, which is more often than I'd like, the freelance artist life. A, you don't have to feel ashamed about your drinking when you have tried to talk about it. I have been in your shoes. You've witnessed me in some states too. You don't have to try and sneak empty bottles out of your room and into the bin to try and disguise the amount you've been drinking. For the last several years, I've seen you with a full glass of wine in your hand at all times of the day. It doesn't matter how much you drink. It is a feature of your every waking moment. I say this not to shame you. I say this to help you realise there's nothing of value in the lies you're trying to tell yourself and others. You were incredibly brave to help your family when your brother died. You leaped into action and fixed everything for everyone around you. I wonder if all of that action and care for others has made it so hard for you to care for yourself. And so the wine takes care of you. It takes away all the pain and stress of the energy you give to others. But I saw something strange around that time when we were performing Amazing Grace at another family funeral. It seemed you were numb to it all. You would check to see if you were saying the right things about feeling sad and grieving, but there was no feeling there. I don't blame you. You have spent so long numbing yourself with alcohol, I can see how it has robbed you of your emotions. And so it's obvious to me now. Your brother's death due to many years of intense alcohol abuse didn't act as a wake-up call to your own drinking. If anything, it made you drink more. Because drink robbed you of your ability to mourn, robbed you of your sadness, and you believed somewhere deep down that you should be ashamed of that. Drink takes away the shame as well, leaving only performative emotions. I've lived with you for many years now, and I've seen you express many inauthentic emotions. I often wonder, do you realise that I see through all of that? Do you realise no one in your life believes any of that? We care for you, and we are not afraid of the real emotions that you have in there. I hope one day soon you can let those emotions out and let the people who love you back in. Thanks. Dear B, please know that this is written with love, and it's been a struggle putting this down into words because the last thing I want to do is hurt you or shame you because you have already been through so much. I know that you use and drink because of what has happened to you. None of that should have happened. None of it was your fault, and you were given something that you never asked for. I have seen your pain, but I have also seen your incredible strength. Fucking hell, you're amazing. What you have achieved, who you are even after everything, is nothing short of extraordinary. You should be so proud of yourself. The rest of us are, endlessly. But it breaks my heart when I see you so out of control. I know that you do what you do because you want to forget, but I also know that you are capable of forging such a brilliant life, and I believe future you will want to remember that journey. Mainly because I know how much you want to help others, and I believe your story can help so many. But you will not be able to help anyone else while you are not helping yourself. You are a survivor and a warrior, and we all believe in your strength. We are here to support you, but please hear this and look into your using habits. Do not let them win. Not the drugs or the booze or the people who gave you this responsibility in the first place. We love you. Dear P, I'm going to make this as short as I can because I'm finding it so hard to write. You are a truly wonderful person. I believe so strongly in your ability to be kind and be so generous with others. You don't judge anyone, and it's a fantastic quality. But I've got to be honest and say, I have become so terrified of you. I don't recognise my friend anymore. I'm sure you were there underneath, but I have taken to hiding when I hear you come in because I don't know what mood you'll be in or how you'll decide to treat me. I have let a lot pass because I love you. And I know what you have experienced in your lifetime, but I cannot continue to walk on eggshells around you and hide or leave if I sense that something is wrong. I am scared of what you will call me. I'm scared every time I see your name come up on my phone. Sometimes I see the real you and I am relieved, but those moments are getting fewer and further between. I almost want to apologise for writing this in the first place because I don't want to hurt you, but I cannot continue to be hurt. I love you. When you are you, you are the most incredible friend. Please, please seek help because I do not want to lose you, but I will have to walk away if this behaviour continues. Love, Elle. Please reach out with your own letters if you'd like them to be shared. Hearing others' experiences can really be so beneficial. And please know, there is no judgment here.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.